I'm Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Around the country, the pandemic is causing rising tensions between teachers' unions and school districts. In Chicago, the local government decided to reopen the city, but in response, the teachers' union voted to delay in-person teaching, demanding more protections and vaccinations before they head back into the classroom. And in other places like Austin, Texas, teachers began in-person teaching earlier this month, even though the union adamantly opposed the move. All of this is not just affecting teachers, but students as well, with working-class students of color disproportionately affected. We're going to talk about the national picture for teachers in just a few moments, but first we go to Texas for one teacher's experience with all of this. Mario Pina is an eighth-grade English teacher in Austin, Texas. Mario, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what's your experience been teaching this past year in Austin?
You know, I think my experience is similar to most teachers this year. It's been absolutely crazy, right? I'm in my eighth year teaching, and I think a lot of us feel like it's our first year teaching. Things are completely different. They're not what we normally do. Even people as confident as I was in the past have had a bit of a struggle kind of adjusting to virtual learning, trying to teach students in our classes and online simultaneously. It's been a really big change for us.
Who are the students that you teach? What's their demographic profile?
So I teach in a low-income area. It's a Title I school, mostly Black and brown kids. And so, you know, they're being affected probably the most out of anybody, I think.
Tell me about the COVID spikes around your community. Are you seeing them? Are they stabilized? What does the COVID infection rate look like right now?
Yeah, so I think that especially within the past 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen a big spike within not just our community within my school, but Austin as a whole. Recently, we went into stage 5, which set a whole new set of parameters around how we socialize, what can be open at what time. And so that spike has really kind of affected school. We went from having students have the option of either being in person or online to what the district likes to say, encouraging students to stay home. Not necessarily saying that they should stay home or that they need to stay home, but they were highly encouraging it. So because of that, we did have a decrease in students coming in person. And we did that for 2 weeks, but then this week we took away that highly encouragement. We had a lot of students come back.
What has Education Austin, which is the teachers union, said about returning to school? What's their position been?
Yeah, so their position is that they want to make sure that we are staying safe, try to stay home as much as we can until the pandemic is a little bit better. You know, we are highly asking the teachers be put at the front line for the vaccination, and not just our teachers, but our staff as well, bus drivers, our cafeteria staff, anybody who's working directly with the kids, because they're on the front lines right now.
Mario, what actions has the union taken to challenge the district specifically?
So at the beginning of the pandemic, we were urging everybody to stay safe and stay home. We wanted teachers to continue to work, but make sure that they are also completing the duties that, you know, are entrusted in us. A lot of people trust us to teach their children, to keep them safe. And so we encouraged everybody to stay home and stay safe and continue working. Recently, we had a joint statement that was released between our district and our union, urging the Texas Education Agency to allow us a little bit more flexibility in how funding works and making sure that everyone is able to work with accommodations that is best for themselves and their families.
Mario, there's been some flip-flopping the past couple of weeks from the state and the district in terms of in-person teaching. What was that all about?
Yeah, so ultimately it all comes down to funding. The state is telling us that to get fully funded, like a normal year, we need to offer some kind of options for students to be in person. I understand that a lot of parents want their students to come in person because that's the way they learn the best. But I think we're in a very unique situation, and we need to take that into account. So unfortunately, if we go 100% remote, which in my opinion is the best thing to do, the most safest thing to do, we run the risk of not being fully funded, which means that teachers will have to make up time that they've already worked.
Texas is a right-to-work state, which can undercut the union in their collective bargaining power. How has that affected the tensions here between the union and the district, Mario?
for us, because we are a right-to-work state, it's always kind of been difficult to hold a whole lot of leverage. We're very blessed in Austin that our union has a consultation contract, which effectively allows us to collectively bargain. We recently got a new superintendent, so we're still kind of learning to work with each other, getting to know each other, seeing how we can work together, because every relationship with the superintendent is different.
What does all this mean for your students, Mario?
I think it's quite a conundrum, right? Because I work in a community where it's not an affluent neighborhood, our students and our parents really are having to make the decision. Do they stay home and stay safe, which is probably the best option? Or do they send their kids so they can go to work one day? Or do they stay go to work and let their kids stay unattended if needed? It's definitely affecting our Black and Brown neighborhoods just a little bit more, because not all of them have the resources to have their students stay home. Not all of them have the resources to have someone take care of them. And so they're having to make a decision between their health and their livelihoods.
How do you see the next couple of weeks playing out and months playing out now that many of the students are back in school for in-person learning?
I think we've seen on a couple of occasions across America that with students coming back, inevitably cases are going to rise. And that's really disheartening, because the last thing that any teacher wants to do is harm or put themselves or their students or even their own family in jeopardy.
Mario Pena is an 8th grade English teacher in Austin, Texas. Mario, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we've also been hearing from parents and teachers around the country. If your school district is open or planning to reopen for in-person learning, how do you feel about that decision?
My name is Parker, and I teach 6th grade in a public school district. The district that I currently work in is the last district in my area to go back to in-person learning. When I think about coming back, I think about the logistics and the science, and it makes me really nervous thinking about people's grandparents and the transmission and all that. But I also feel really excited when I think about being able to be in front of my students and have them face to face and give them all the benefits that they need and deserve.
And we want to keep hearing from you about your local school district, so send us a voice memo to takeawaycallers@gmail.com or go to thetakeaway.org and click on Contact Us to record your answers straight into your computer or phone.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.